Some schools, especially those in areas rocked by violence yesterday, were deserted today, while at major health institutions like Parirenyatwa and Harare hospitals, services were limited with no doctors and a few nurses attending to patients. Some of the workers, who refused to be named as they are not allowed to speak to the press, said Parirenyatwa Hospital discharged an unprecedented high number of patients yesterday and today as the strike began. Doctors had completely downed tools, and when Studio 7 visited the hospital in the afternoon, some sections had closed down while others had very few patients. Though most pupils in Harare's southwestern suburbs attended school today, authorities told them not to come to school tomorrow. Cecilia Alexander, chairperson of the Apex Council, a body representing government workers' associations, said the job action was successful but was worried that some political activists were planning to hijack the strike tomorrow. She said theirs was purely a labor issue. However, Promise Mkwananzi of Tajamuka Sesijikile movement said they are ready for tomorrow.
I think that the country is ignited. The people are responsive to the call to express their unhappiness with the state of affairs in the country. And I can tell you that the response is overwhelming. We expect people to respond very positively to the initiative that we have put in place to ensure that we express our unhappiness with the state of affairs, the misgovernance of the country, the level of corruption, the disappearance of 15 billion, the long incumbents of President Mugabe, among other issues.
He said tomorrow's demo is about government's failure to address their problems, including its failure to pay civil servants and corruption, among other issues. The Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association added a positive voice to the mass protest, saying they are fully behind the people. The former freedom fighters called for calm during the peaceful protest. Association spokesperson Douglas Mahia urged political parties to tell their supporters to be calm and churches to pray for peace.
We encourage all religious leaders to encourage the congregants to engage in prayer and fasting for God the Almighty to intervene to avert disaster or, you know, loss of property and whatever. All people with influence over any sizable groups of people should use their influence to avert any forms of escalation of violence.
He said it was imperative for government to listen to the needs of the electorate, adding it was unfortunate that government ministers are not concerned about people's problems.
We also want to urge government to hear from the people or sections of society that are registering dissatisfaction to the services of government. People do not want tailor-made solutions to social and political problems are often resisted because they will not be as suitable as solutions that are brought from the people.
At the same time, several companies have told their workers to stay home tomorrow. Others, like Theatre in the Park, said they had cancelled tomorrow's show for the safety of the actors and audiences. Theatre in the Park spokesman Robert Tapmane said the shows will resume when the situation normalizes.
There have been messages that have been sent through social media encouraging people to stay at home and not to move around. For the safety of our artists and audience, we have cancelled the show. As you know, the show is coming from Bulawayo. The artists are coming from Bulawayo as well. So it is also safer for them to stay in Bulawayo until the situation in the country is, we feel that it's now safe to do the show.
Police have warned people against taking the law into their own hands, saying anyone who breaks the law would be arrested. Today, police maintained roadblocks at roads leading into the city center, and buses that ferry civil servants were manned by armed police officers. Indications are that the ruling ZANU-PF party's politburo is expected to meet tomorrow. The highest organ of the party outside Congress is scheduled to discuss the current state of the nation, among many other issues. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.